WNBS presents Mornings in Murray, presented by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray is brought to you by My Insurance, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, the Murray Bank, the Stables Realty Group, Iams Funeral Home and Crematory, Gardens Memory Care, Hickory Woods, Allie Robertson CPA, Donna's Pet Grooming, Murray Callaway County Hospital, Greg Taylor & Associates, DevSource, Fox Ridge Computers, Murray Callaway County Transit, Taylor Family Dental, Aligned Healthcare, The Nail Restoration Center, Karen Lenke and HRE Advisors, Murray's VFW Post 6291, Thriving at Home, and by Peyton & Associates. And now it's Mornings in Murray, presented by the Murray Bank.
Crazy.
Hello, it is a Friday. That means it's good no matter what, but you get the C team again today.
C team in the house.
Back-to-back days, filling in for Glenda, who's away today. She's going to be back Monday. Jason, he's old and had to have some hip surgery, and so
he won't
be back for a while.
It's because he danced so much in his younger days.
Is that what it is?
It's that younger days.
Oh,
wildness.
So he's paying the prices for all that.
I think so.
Oh, that's it. Well, weather-wise, before we get to our guest list, it's not going to be too bad. A little bit of rain and everything. It's not much.
Not too bad, but let's talk about it. Today, mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 and 4 p.m., a high of 91. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 72. Saturday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., the high of 89. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 72. Sunday is going to be sunny,
nice,
with a high of 91. And then Sunday night, mostly clear in the low of 73.
I think we call that a typical summer weekend in Kentucky.
It isn't
too hot. It's not rainy.
We'll take that any day.
Yeah, that is pretty
good. You have big plans?
Good.
Oh, well, let's talk about who are we having on the show today.
Who are the guests?
Very big today. We are having Adam May with TVA.
Okay, that rhymes. So. Can you make the next one rhyme?
I don't think so. Who are we having? We're having someone exciting from the CVB.
We are. It could be Erin, but she has been sending her lieutenants.
Okay, well,
recently.
We'll see. It'll be a surprise for all of us.
It'll be great either way.
We'll learn information.
Erin, she probably was going to come find out I'm going to be here. Doesn't want to talk about her husband, Ed. That's what I want to talk
She's
about.
She's out. She's out.
As we said yesterday, Ed got him a new phone. The one he had, I think he had a flip phone. So,
he's like my husband.
Maybe he did. But it was really old. So had a chance to do it right and did not get an iPhone. He got another stupid Android.
Doesn't that kill you?
And so, well,
like,
it kills us in
always
group
somebody
text.
In like, a group that like, doesn't have an iPhone. And then we can't name the group very good. You know, it just messes it up.
Can't edit your texts. And you know, people always say, well, why does it affect you? Here's how it affects me. Well, just explain how it affected me.
Yeah, everybody should have an iPhone.
That's right. Or if Android, just make it so they would work together.
They should.
It'd be okay.
They don't want to. No.
Obviously, they don't. Back on this day, August 7th, 244 years ago, George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart, and it is Purple Heart Day. That is part of what we have given exclusively to servicemen and women wounded in combat.
That's wonderful.
But at that time, it was men.
Mostly men.
Never even have a thought of sending women into combat.
Now, with
proper training, they can handle it.
Not me, but my niece, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's on the National Guard, doing the National Guard, and the stuff that she had to go through and the gas chamber thing they put her in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Scary. I don't know if it was a gas chamber.
If it was easy, everybody'd do it.
Yeah.
You know, but it is pretty hard stuff.
I appreciate everybody that does that.
I had a friend of this was a long time. This was back when I was in high school. Vietnam War was going on. And he was a transport driver. It just happened to be his job.
Okay.
He didn't go into
That's
any battle
good,
or anything.
And
they hit a big pothole and the truck turned over and it hurt three of them. Not bad.
Okay.
But they had to go in to the medic unit. And they used to read who got Purple Hearts and any awards. And his mom heard them read on the radio station that he was awarded a Purple Heart. And she was so mad at him. You've been out there. He said, no, Mom, I promise. He said, I'm going to try to get that undone. He said, I shouldn't have gotten that. I shouldn't have. He said, it's got to be some kind of error. I wasn't hurt. So it was some kind of, I don't know whatever happened.
That's a pretty good error.
But he said, I'm just driving a truck. He said, we weren't shot at or anything.
We could have been. That's still dangerous, though.
So it is. That's like a long time ago, and I just have never forgotten that.
No.
One other thing, let's see. 69 years ago, 1957, the world lost the comedic genius of Oliver Hardy, better known part of the Laurel and Hardy duo, had a blood clot in the brain. He was only 65 years old.
Wow.
Stan Laurel lived to 1965, so 8 years later. All right. And then 34 years ago in 1992, Clint Eastwood was in the Western Unforgiven. Hadn't been in a Western in a while. And that's one of my favorites. It has a line in it that just punched me in the face.
And what was it?
Had this kid, there's these bad guys, and this kid killed his first person. And it upset him. And by kid, he's probably in his 20s.
Right.
But he's really upset about it. And so he is pounding back some whatever kind of liquor he was trying to make him forget it. And he was teared up and says that, you know, the guy's going to be no more, things of that sort. And said, I guess he had it coming. And Clint Eastwood says, we all got it coming, kid.
We all. That's a good one. I might have to watch that. I've never seen it.
I'll tell you that line. It's just a chilling line because at that point in my life, I didn't really realize we all had it coming until he said that. I'm like, golly, we do.
Exactly.
Doesn't really matter what you've done, good or bad. You all got it coming.
Exactly.
Like, right now, you're going to have, is it Adam May?
It's Adam May.
He's coming in right after these messages.
Don't let your business get in a pickle. Give us a call at Allie Robertson CPA and let us make running your business a little less taxing. With the ever-changing rules and regulations, owning a business can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. We stay current with all the laws and legal jargon so you don't have to. You can spend your time doing things you enjoy. So don't get in a pickle with your finances. Call Allie Robertson CPA in Hazel. We're kind of a big deal. Now taking appointments.
The Redbird Recap is sponsored by Helitech Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. Heal your home with Helitech.
I'm John Rooney. Last night, J.J. Weatherholt gave the Cardinals a lead in the fifth inning. There's a swing and a fly ball center field. That sends Grisham back. Grisham is back at the track, and the ball's off the wall. The Cardinals are going to get two runs out of the double by Weatherholt. That kept carrying and carrying over the head of Trent Grisham. And Weatherholt drives in, runs 42 and 43, 2-0 Cardinals with two outs in the fifth. He was followed by a double from Cardinal catcher Ivan Herrera, 3-0 Cardinals. The Yankees scored on a bases-loaded walk in the sixth, had opportunities to either tie or take the lead, but the Cardinal bullpen bent and did not break. The Wendell Pallante, 12-6. Will Warren, the loser, 8-6. Riley O'Brien with his 27th save. The Cardinals went 3-3 on their road trip through Toronto and New York and will play Colorado at home tomorrow night at 7:15.
Helitech Waterproofing and Foundation Repair is offering 50% off labor on qualifying projects. If you're seeing cracks, leaks, or sinking concrete around your home, don't wait. Let the Helitech experts identify the problem and provide proven solutions to protect your home and your investment. Call Helitech or visit helitechonline.com to schedule your free inspection today.
Heal your home with Helitech.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
We are set to roll on, the silliness aside, for a while. We're going to talk with Adam May. He is from the Tennessee Valley Authority. We all call that the TVA, spokesman for that. Has some good things we're going to talk about. Todd comes to us from Todd County.
Yeah,
Elkton's
Trenton.
In that county. You're in Trenton.
Trenton,
that's
exactly.
A suburb, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. Is it close to Elkton or not?
Yeah, it's about 10 miles south of Elkton. It's just on the Tennessee border there, pretty much, near Clarksville.
I've been to Elkton, but I don't know that I've been to any other city in there. And I couldn't even tell you why. Where's Todd County High School?
It's in Elkton.
So that's where I've been. I've done games. I used to do high school games everywhere, and so I guess that's where I was there. Well, you're here to talk to us about something that TVA is involved with, and the TVA STEM Awards Program. For folks who don't know what STEM is, what does that stand for?
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Ah, so this is for smart kids.
And let's go back.
Or who want to be smart.
For people like me, let's just start with what is TVA? Like, what is it?
Yeah,
can you explain a little bit?
So the Tennessee Valley Authority has been around for 93 years now. We produce energy for 10 million people across 7 states.
Wow.
And, of course, people around here are familiar with Kentucky Dam, Shawnee, and Paducah, the coal plant, and Marshall CT natural gas plant up in near Calvert City. So there's a lot of history here, a lot of involvement with TVA here, but we produce power for 10 million people, and then it's distributed through 153 local power companies.
Okay.
So we produce the power, and they get it to the people that we all serve together, and it's a partnership. And we're also heavily involved in economic development and environmental conservation as well.
Okay.
So, that's, we call it our three E's, energy, environment, and economic development. And we all work together with local governments and local power companies and try to make this place a better place to live, work, and play.
Okay. Well, and then explain just a little bit more about the TVA STEM Awards program.
Sure. So every year, about this time, we offer these awards, and there's an application teachers can fill out at tva.com/STEM, and they just go there and they can apply for up to $5,000, and they put what they would be interested in doing with this funding if they received it, and they put down the name of their school and their name.
Wow.
And a little bit of information about their school, and then by the beginning of next semester, they'll know if they've won or not, and then, and if they're successful, they'll receive that money before the end of the school year.
Okay.
Anything in the past you could tell us that maybe teachers have done with some of the money that you've given them?
Sure. So last year, North Callaway Elementary School received $5,000, and they wanted to purchase 3D printers to allow students to not only learn a new skill or concept, but it would be used for student rewards for attendance, behavior, grades, etc. After choosing and designing their own objects to be 3D printed, students would be able to keep them as their own.
Wow.
And then Graves County Central Elementary School last year received $5,000, and they purchased a set of Lego Education Spike Essential Kits. So they'll be able to use a popular favorite in order to explore engineering, building, and computer science concepts.
Well, so now, are there any teacher can apply, or are there certain requirements of the different teachers that...
Just the only requirement is that you have to be at a school that had their electric company has to be served by TVA. So
okay.
pretty much anybody in your listing area.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then it has to be K through 12, and it can be public or private.
Wow.
And you talk about lighting a fire. I'm an old guy, lighting a fire under somebody, because I almost had it. I have seen videos of stuff made with a 3D printer. I can't believe it. I would think someone
Wild.
Was lying to me
Same.
If I didn't know that that was true.
1,000%.
And then on the other side of that, the Legos, is like, it's Legos, it's toys. What are you going to do with that? And then I see some of the things that have made with Legos, like, that can't be made with Legos.
Right.
And but this has to really inspire kids, and I'm sure the teachers realize that. Look,
right.
look, if we get this, these kids are going to go, wow, I got to get into this.
Yeah, and without those tools, they may not be inspired to
yeah.
pursue some of those things. And I'll give you a good example. At Todd County Central High School, a lot of those kids are making things for people in the community. Say that you have, like, old cabinets in your kitchen and the knob breaks off,
yeah.
they can take that knob to the kids in the high school and they can replicate
that
to make
wild.
One that will fit.
Because if you order that somewhere, you're guessing pretty much if it's an old cabinet.
Or you're ordering off eBay and getting the wrong one like I did.
Yeah, it's not going to look the same. So they're able to do that. And
I
make a little money for their program there. And
and where is that?
That's the Todd County High School.
I'm going to be there because I got a few knobs on.
But that could go with anything, a part that from an old car or anything like that. You
sure.
Look, I just can't get it. And like, I think we might can help you out here.
Yeah, sure.
So now, do most teachers know about this? Are y'all telling the schools? Or do I need to go over there and talk to my schools where my kids are?
Well, there's a lot of work that goes into making sure that teachers are aware of it. And what mm-hmm. we're doing today is part of it, obviously.
Right,
but
right.
But I know the local power companies, they go and talk to their schools, and our people in TVA community relations, they talk to the schools as well. But mm-hmm. we want to make sure that all the teachers know about it, and I don't, if you're not a teacher, everybody knows a teacher,
right?
And so tell them about it. And we want as many folks here in Western Kentucky to apply as possible.
Is there a limit of how much y'all give out?
We'll give out a total of $1.5 million in awards.
Wow.
So last year we had 528 grant applications and 339 received funding.
Okay.
Wow.
So far, since 2018, we've been doing this, and we've supported over 845,000 students total.
Not every kid will go on to be masters in the areas of STEM, but some of them in these programs mm-hmm. will, and that's the whole purpose of this. And I know many of those you want to keep in this area. to be available for companies that want to locate here and have jobs. And I'm sure some of them, you want to trickle into TVA. You want to keep the smart people here to take care of things.
And like I said, part of our mission is economic development. And if we're going to bring jobs here, we have to have people, young people who are qualified for those jobs. So you have the skills and talents and abilities. And they can't get those skills if they don't have the tools.
Yeah.
So we want our young people here to have the same opportunities that kids have elsewhere.
You're going
to
have a kid somewhere down the road like, I built a dam in this area. You did. When did you learn how to do that? Well, I was triggered by learning how to make things with Legos and 3D printers. And like, what?
Yes.
But that will happen somewhere down
that
the road
will.
To somebody.
That
Not
will.
Maybe a dam, but they will have built or engineered something that seems impossible.
Yes.
I mean, to me, even, and this connects TVA with all the things they do, and that's huge bridges across our rivers. Some engineer, some STEM kid was involved in designing that and making that a fruition, and making the bridges safe and helping our economy with those
so
things.
So important.
Exactly right.
So important. So a little bit about yourself. So you have a family that you...
Yeah, so I've been married to my wife, Brittany, for 20 years, and I have a six-year-old son.
Okay, awesome.
And so he started first grade on Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
South Todd Elementary School. So he's in it now.
It's a big time.
And it rolls by. That first year, though, is amazing.
Exactly.
Because they're amazed by a lot
they
of things.
They go by fast.
Right, yeah.
Before you know it, they'll be driving. You think it's stressful now? No. Wait till they're 13 and have hormones. How long have you been at TVA?
3 years now. So
okay.
Yeah, I really enjoy it and feel like we're doing good things.
Yes, I think that is awesome. I love learning more about it.
And I will, and I can give you all, in about a week and a half, we're going to announce the winners of our robotics awards.
Okay.
From last year. And something I was excited to tell you all is that there are three winners from Callaway County.
Really?
How about
that?
Yeah. So,
how will we find out?
I will send the press release out and make sure that you get it.
Okay.
So a little tease. Not going to give us the names yet.
No,
right.
Little not tease.
Yet.
I love that. Now,
I want to make sure everybody's been notified before.
Of course.
What, yeah. And so we will announce it here. Can they follow anybody on like a social media or website or anything, or is this, how do we get a hold, like,
well, there'll be a link to all the winners at on the TVA Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages, but I'll make sure that you all get it.
Okay.
As well.
Awesome.
And I think we're on their email list.
Yeah.
WNBS News,
right.
So we get any releases.
Well, that's pretty exciting to be continued on.
And
that,
why did TVA and BVI, what is BVI? Did
so
I miss it?
BVI is Bicentennial Volunteers Incorporated.
Okay.
And that's retirees from TVA who continue to spend their time, efforts, and money to serve the community after they retire. They partner with us on this, the robotics awards. They have community grants they give out to different causes. And if you go to Kentucky Dam to the visitor center, those folks in there are TVA retirees who are welcoming the visitors, and they get hundreds or maybe thousands, I guess thousands of visitors every year to the visitor center there. People just driving through and stop in and talk to them. They tell them about TVA, tell them about this area. I know for a fact that some people, you know, do more tourism in this region because they stop at the dam and talk to those folks.
Wow. Right. I remember I had family from Ohio that visited here, and we talked, my parents had talked to them about the dam. But you know what triggered them to want to go see the dam? We were talking about our electric bill at the time, and I still remember this because our electric bill was under $20 a month.
Wow.
And they were from Cleveland. They went, what?
Yes.
There's this, like, you know, in the day it wasn't bad. Probably 60 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, we're paying 20. And we said, because of the dam, and they wanted to go see it. So I still remember touring it and was fascinated. Got to see those generators and things down there. If you haven't been on a tour, it's a fantastic tour to see.
Yeah, we just did some tours recently for America's 250th birthday, and we were able to take some folks. We don't do tours all the time, but from time to time, we'll let everybody know when we do them. But yeah, it's something to see, and we do have some of the lowest power rates in the country. Of course, everybody wishes they were lower.
Oh,
but
yeah, that's
but,
it.
But
you talk to somebody else, like, oh, okay.
But they are some of the lowest rates in the country.
Wow. Well, that's so exciting. I've learned something today. I think I can go home now.
And again, for teachers, of course, they're in school right now. Someone knows a teacher that wants to apply. Again, where is the website? Where do they do this online?
TVA.com/STEM, STEM.
Okay.
And it's an easy application process. It won't take long at all.
And what's the deadline?
September the 15th.
Okay, guys.
So they got a little bit of time.
Clock's ticking.
I'm coming over to the schools today, Tom.
I can't wait.
A water bottle. I'll drop this up.
I can't wait to find out those winners for the robotics.
I know. This is kind of exciting.
Three
in Callaway.
Yeah, that is amazing. We think about that. Yeah.
Is that over the whole Kentucky or Tennessee? Where? This whole area?
The robotics awards are for, I think there's $700,000 worth of awards across the seven states.
Wow.
And so, for three to be in Callaway County, it's pretty
that
good.
We're smart here.
Yeah. And, well, you know what it is a lot of teachers who are, like, invested and involved.
Yes.
Because a lot of times you see a lot of the best schools are the ones who are applying because they are already invested and working hard to make things better. Yeah.
And you never know what will trigger a kid. My wife, and I think I've told this story many times, she was a librarian. She had fifth and sixth grade boys in there. I don't want to read. Why am I even in here?
Right.
But she would find something that would trigger their reading. Mm-hmm. And they would come back, like graduating seniors or something, and said, "Miss Smith, thank you so much for making me a reader. It helped me, like, you know, getting through college and things like that." And to see the success they've made just by a teacher just triggering something that, oh, wow.
Does she want to hang out?
And Stim will do that, too.
With my kids?
I don't know. But you never know which kid it'll be.
Right.
I mean, you really don't. You can't pick a job. You never know.
That's amazing.
Well, we appreciate everything that TVA does to sponsor this. It's a very worthwhile project.
Yes.
And we will pay for decades and decades to come from this.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on.
Adam May with TVA, and we'll be right back after this.
Gardens in Hickory Woods offers a dedicated memory care lifestyle. Their memory care provides personalized care and support to seniors living with cognitive concerns such as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and dementia. They address physical, emotional, and social well-being of their residents, offering a holistic approach to their over 8,700.
Whether you need a ride to shop, go to the doctor, or just a trip to visit a friend, Murray Callaway Transit is there for you, servicing all of Murray and Callaway County. You can even charter transportation for a group outing, a corporate event, or church function. Visit murraytransit.com to see their rates for on-demand and route rides. Give them a call now to schedule a ride, 270-753-9725, or stop by 1111 Transit Way in Murray. Enjoy time out and about with Murray Callaway Transit, connecting our community.
At the Kentucky Higher Education Student Loan Corporation, we understand that grants and scholarships don't always cover the full cost of education. Our Advantage Parent Loans with fixed interest rates are designed to help parents fill the funding gap without worrying about hidden costs or surprise fees. As a nonprofit lender, we're committed to keeping your focus where it belongs, on your family. Advantage Education Loans is managed by KeySlick. Visit KentuckyAdvantageLoan.com or call 800-988-6333 to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
From the people who brought you It's the Dog Park comes
It's a Hot Spot on your dog's leg that the internet says you can treat it at home. You're not sure, though, because now it's oozing.
Protect your dog from injury and illness with Progressive Pet Insurance.
Ooh, he's licking it. Super gross, dude.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Business owners, your customers are online. Are you? At Forever Communications, we do more than just great radio advertising on stations like WNBS. We help businesses like yours grow with powerful digital marketing, from social media and targeted display ads to video marketing and beyond. We connect you with the right audience at the right time. More visibility means more clicks, calls, and customers. Let's take your marketing to the next level. Get started today at ForeverGetsResults.com. That's ForeverGetsResults.com.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Time to take a look at sports. Four Kentucky sports legends have been selected for the Kentucky Sports Hall of Fame class of 2026. It includes Olympic sprinter Tyson Gay, longtime basketball official Lisa Mattingly, former NBA star Rajon Rondo, and former Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Brandon Webb. Excuse me. The group will be inducted during a ceremony October 29th at Freedom Hall in Louisville. After a day off, the Cardinals are back on the diamond tonight at Busch Stadium as the team will kick off a three-game series against the Rockies. Kyle Leahy scheduled to start on the mound, while Colorado County's counters, rather, with Ryan Feldner, will have it on the air tonight at 6:20. In other regional games yesterday, the Cubs beat the Blue Jays 3-2-11. Braves hammered the Marlins 11-3. Reds over the A's 6-5. Twins 4, Royals 3, and the Red Sox outslugged the White Sox 12-11 in 13 innings. The Panthers took down the Cardinals 33-30 in the NFL Hall of Fame game in Canton. The Titans hold their annual blue and white stadium scrimmage tonight at Nissan Stadium. That's the final open practice at the current Nissan Stadium because the Titans will move into their new stadium in 2027. UK wide receiver Hardly Gilmore no longer with the Wildcats. A UK spokesman says Gilmore has been dismissed for violating unspecified team rules. And Murray State Rifle announced their 26-27 schedule this week, featuring a 12-match slate as the Racers pursue a seventh straight OVC championship. The season begins October 10th at Kentucky. Celebrity birthday, Charlize Theron is 51 recently. You can see her in as Calypso in The Odyssey. I best remember her for playing serial killer Eileen Wuornos in Monster. She was fabulous in that. Maggie Wheeler, 65. Janice on Friends. David Duchovny, 66. Fox Mulder on X-Files. Newman! Wayne Knight, 71. Jerry's chubby arch enemy on Seinfeld. And I know you don't know who Tobin Bell is.
No.
Tobin Bell's 84. He's Jigsaw in the Saw movies.
Oh, no, definitely not.
You never saw the Saw movies.
Nope, I don't like scary movies, and that sounds scary.
I used to, years ago, I did probably 20 games a year with the Racer baseball team, rode on a bus, and that's when we had DVDs you could take with you.
So I had a few DVDs.
Yeah, so I had a few DVDs that I was able to take with me.
Yeah.
And not many people had them at the time. I'd gotten it for a Christmas present, the little portable player. So some of the ball players were talking to me. Said, "What do you got? What are you gonna watch?" And I said, "Well, I got the new Saw movie that I'm gonna watch here." And they went, "Ah, cool." So anyhow, I don't know where we were going. Probably to Moorhead, I think maybe. So it was a long trip. So I'd watch one movie out in the second one, and I was laughing and and then they stopped and pulled over, and these guys sheepishly said, "Sir, can we ask you something? What scene did you think was funny on Saw?" And it's like, "Oh, that was I was watching a comedy."
Oh, no, they thought you were watching
Saw. They thought I was really laughing.
Freaking weird.
And it's really, dark stuff.
I'll never watch it.
The Saw movies.
Nope.
Got some goofy guy on a tricycle or something. It's really weird.
Yeah, I just never liked it. Things. I like the rom-com.
None of that bothers me. Because I know it's not real. If there was a guy that actually had to saw his foot off to get out of a situation, but I wouldn't want to see that.
That my aura ring would say it makes me stress. So
is
why
that
do we
right?
want to make me stress?
So we'll not talk about that anymore.
Yes,
we're
no
going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
I have a dare for you. After you use your old mop and bucket, put on your whitest socks and walk across the floor. Now look down. What's that gray stuff on your socks? I used to have that too, until I switched to Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop breaks down and locks away tough messes. Take the dare. Try Swiffer Power Mop. White sock approved.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Oh, hey there, fella.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're good. Hey, what might your name be?
Oh, it's Bingo.
Yes. It's what now?
It's Bingo, actually.
Why, that means that Bingo is...
His name-o, yes. That's the gag. Yep.
Yeah, that's his name-o.
And Bingo is the name of the game at VFW in Murray. That's right. VFW now offers even more ways to win big with Bingo. 5 to 10 p.m. every Saturday. We're talking 9 early bird games. And you got 12 more games, each paying out a hefty prize purse. And, of course, the big jackpot game. Bingo is their name-o. Saturdays from 5 to 10 at VFW in the Bel Air Shopping Center on South 12th Street in Murray. Everything we do for the vets. Cash-only sales must be at least 18 years old to play. Organization ORG 000-2717.
Hi, I'm Chandler Cahoon. As we become My Insurance, one thing remains the same, our commitment to you. You'll still see the same friendly faces, work with the same trusted insurance companies, and receive the same hometown service you've always expected. Our new name reflects our vision, honoring more than 80 years of trusted relationships while building an even stronger future for our clients and the communities we proudly serve. My home, my community, my insurance.
WNBS is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Forever Communications at 1500 Duguid Drive, Murray, Kentucky 42071, or email Erica at forevercom.com, or call 270-753-2400. Forever Communications is an equal opportunity employer and encourages females and minorities to apply. Continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
We are back with our next guest. What do you have?
Brittany Kinner. Brittany, yeah, right.
Whew. Yeah, you did.
Whew. All right.
We go Brittany back. Kinner. We go way back, like
Convention
5 minutes ago.
And Visitors Bureau.
Yes. Now, how long have you been with them?
So I'm coming up right at a year in a few weeks. So very exciting.
You said you're from Paducah.
Yeah, I grew up in Paducah. My husband grew up in Clarksville. So Murray's kind of the middle.
Perfect.
Between everything.
Yeah, that works out great. Well, so now tell me, what is your role at the
CDB? I am the Director of Marketing and Communications. So I do social, website, all of the things, all of the ads.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I try really hard.
Y'all have a lot going on.
We do. There's always so much going on. And we talk about it every time we're here. But if you can't find something to do, you are not looking
for it. You're not looking for it. Exactly.
They could be on here and talk just solely about the Downtown Farmers Market. But we took care of that yesterday.
Yes.
So we're going to let them talk about some other things today, especially in we had this news story the last couple of days about the art exhibit that debuts tonight and runs through August 14th, and it's there in your building, right?
It is. It is in our office, which is 206 South 4th Street. We're right off the Court Square. That is the Visitor Center. If you've never stopped in, we have all kinds of fun little Murray things. But we are the home for that currently. It's the Feels Like Home Poem and Art Exhibition. So we've gotten a chance to kind of look at all of it. I got to post some content of it earlier this week. But it's really, really interesting. We've got a number of poems up on the walls in addition to the art. So lots to see and read. And their opening is tonight at 4:30 in the office.
And I didn't really, in the story I had, either I didn't notice it was in there or what, but I didn't know it included poetry. I just thought it was art.
Well, yeah, I know. There are number of poems up on the wall too.
And so, where is the art from?
Did I so it was the Murray Art Guild worked with the Sentinel. And they collabed, and I believe it is people who are in recovery from addiction who put together
Serenity.
Your town is
Your town Serenity. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. This is wonderful. I love that.
And the idea behind it was what is home to them. And so they kind of just created all kinds of fun, very, very interesting collages and poems and things that remind them of home or tell their story, which is interesting.
And how long, do you know how long it's up for?
It is up until August 14th.
Okay, good, because I can't go tonight, but I definitely want to go back.
Have a chance to see it. And
for sure.
Yeah, a lot of good things. And I'm sure that there are some very talented people. I know I was one of those folks that I can't draw at all. A little seven-year-old can outdo me.
But I think that you can. See, I think everybody's an artist.
No,
you just don't.
I can't.
But you think you're trying to. There's all kinds of art. It doesn't have to be a replica.
Yeah.
You just
I'm
have
not
to,
a physical artist. Yeah. I can do graphic design. I can make things pretty on a computer.
Yeah.
I can film videos. I can take photos. Yeah. I cannot draw.
Well, you're an artist with your voice.
Well, that's not what I.
I mean, I just think everybody's an artist at heart. So, well, what else is next coming up? What else
so,
do you have?
So, in addition to that, later this month, the United States Tennis Association is bringing in the Kentucky double state championships. So yeah. That will be in Murray August 28th through the 30th.
Okay.
So it's going to be busy, but lots of fun things.
Have
to be
we
busy.
Ever done that here? Is that the first time?
I don't think we've done it before.
Okay.
I believe we have it for the next 2 years, though, yeah. So that's really nice.
I think it's been in Paducah before, as
probably.
I recall, sometime over the last several years. Okay. I don't know, but I do remember having it. This is, I guess, I assume at Purcell Courts is where this will be?
So I believe it is it's at Murray State's Courts.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
it.
Part of it is also in Mayfield.
Gotcha.
So we're kind of
okay.
splitting it.
All right.
Just because it's so many people.
That's exciting. That'll have a lot to bring lots of people to our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have a chance to watch some top-notch tennis, too. Usually spectators are welcome.
Yes, so yeah.
Right.
And I think we're going to have a tent set up with some swag and fun things that first okay. day also.
Oh,
so
fun.
We'll
we
be
love
out
swag.
There. Which is fun.
And we also have a bunch of people coming in to spend money with
correct.
Shops and hotels
yes.
and basically
yep.
everything,
yeah,
right?
So that's kind of our on social for the next couple of weeks. You're going to see lots of educating of all of the restaurants and shops and things to do just so that when they get here, they have kind of mm-hmm. a landing place to find all of that. So similar to what we kind of did when the Missouri Valley Baseball Tournament was in, with just really educating on
right.
local things that people can spend their money on.
Did you ever
visiting.
Get numbers or estimate numbers from the impact of that? And I know it was rainy and stuff, but we still had pretty good crowds considering that.
Yeah, so we have, I think we've talked a little bit before, we have a geofence set up mm-hmm. around Murray and downtown and then also some of Murray State. In terms of visitors, which is what we look at, so that's people who reside more than 100 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I believe the number was around like 1,700, which would have been overnight
yeah.
stays.
Wow.
So that's like that's a really great number for us. We
right.
love hearing that just yeah. for, you know, a couple of days to bring all of those people in. The number of attendees was much, much higher than that, but that's locals and people who can go home at night.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, if you're more than 100 miles away, you're not
right.
but this
driving
was
back and forth.
quite the process, I guess pretty much a year in the making, because Murray State had to make the field and the stands and all sorts of other things available to accommodate this.
Yeah.
And with lots of upgrades, and to get it done in a year, they did it.
They did, and it looked so nice. And I know it was really rainy, but even during the rainy games, like there were so many people out there and the kids
yeah.
were having fun and it was just like really, really nice to see the community and then also
it.
See all of the visitors.
We have a great community.
Yeah.
Like, as a business owner, how can we partner with the CVB? Or is there something that we could do or anybody listening to like help out with all this stuff coming up? Or like, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm insurance, so it's kind of a little different. I mean, you might not want to, but you know.
So typically because on our website, tourmurray.com, we have a page for restaurants, a page for shopping. So we have everybody listed
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm.
If for any reason you have something that isn't listed on
right.
that and it's in Murray City Limits, by
mm-hmm.
all means, you can send us an email.
Okay.
There's a form on our website where you can submit email, like a request
right.
to us.
Okay.
Our emails are also on the website.
Okay.
But yeah, and then additionally, we try to cover as much as we can on social.
Right, right.
Sometimes it's split into a number of different posts because we've
mm-hmm.
got, if we have 40 restaurants, that's a lot of information for one post.
Yes.
So
yeah.
we split that up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, by all means, send us anything and everything, and we'll do whatever we can with it.
Awesome.
And you are also preparing for a bit of a stampede coming in a little bit
yes.
when the, before we talk about the next thing,
yeah.
Murray State students begin arriving on campus.
First
and
thing.
You notice a difference, like, oh, the traffic hadn't been bad over the last few weeks.
Yeah, yeah, it's hilarious.
Well, that's going to change.
Well, that's okay.
I
was driving to work yesterday morning, and I was like, I can definitely tell that like all of the city schools are back because
yes.
my kids went back too yesterday, and I was like, dang,
yeah.
I'm going to have to wait in line for my coffee so much longer than normal. I got kind
yes.
of adjusted to summer where
yeah.
it was just very dead first thing in the morning.
Same.
So, yeah, and then when Murray State comes yeah. back, it's a little bit of a influx.
But
again.
Our friends in Nashville, Chicago, it took me almost 7 minutes to get
yeah.
to work. Oh,
I
7 minutes? Shut up.
I know.
Sorry.
We went to visit Chicago,
okay.
and I was like, oh, my God, I just want a parking spot. And I was so appreciative of coming back to Murray
yeah.
and
well,
being able
when
to pull
we talked
in.
to visitors from Chicago specifically, yes, and Nashville and Atlanta, the bigger cities. We're like, hey, you guys are trying to get like a mile and a half down the road. We can go to Paducah in that same amount of time.
Right.
Like, it looks like
exactly.
It's really far away, but it's genuine. Like, there's it's not the same kind of traffic.
No,
I promise.
It's not. Exactly. I think people, once you come here, I moved here and I love it. Like, you don't want to move away.
Yeah.
It's a great town.
Does the Convention and Visitors Bureau do anything as far as working with incoming students, any sort of presence when they arrive on campus?
So we are at all of the RNOs, the Racer Nation orientations.
Ah, there you go.
We're also at Racer Day. We set up a table at all of those events. We have all of our, you know, information of things in Murray, Land Between the Lakes, Farmers Market, kind of all of our standard information. We also have fun little like Murray swag for them. And then Aaron also does a parent like session in the afternoon for them to kind of learn more about when they're visiting for their kids, things like that. We also try to put out fun content right around welcome weekend. So that way they have something to look for. I think Izzy actually just finished a fun little blog about move-in weekend and mm-hmm. all of the things that the students should go do. So we try to put out lots of information and be as present as we can.
And a lot of that is for students, but then we have something for everybody, and that is the citywide yard sale. Ooh. And it's coming up, the fall citywide
yard sale. The fall citywide yard sale is going to be the weekend of September 18th.
Okay.
The application to participate is already on our website, tourmurray.com. You can fill that out, bring it in with the $10. That will get you a spot on the map that we sell. We sell those the Thursday, Friday, Saturday of yard sale week.
Okay.
So you have until the 15th, I believe, of September to get us those applications. We try to tell people to be as descriptive as possible okay. on the application with what you have, because all of that goes into the map. So we have the actual map is the front page.
Okay.
And then when you open it up, there's like a big spreadsheet of everything that everyone has, what their location is, all of that.
That's like some big time yard selling.
Be descriptive. Yeah. Don't be like a guy's gonna be like, I just got some stuff. That's not enough.
Every once in a while we're like, oh yeah, you have kitchen stuff, but nobody knows what that means.
That's right.
So you have to like really be descriptive, because there are people that go in and they buy these maps and they have highlighters and they are looking for very specific things.
Professionals.
So, yeah. We take it serious, I guess.
I probably will be there one day. Right now I don't have time to do
that. And the reason we call it the fall, there is a spring one too.
There is a spring one.
All right. That's the reason we
do it. So we do it twice a year.
Wow.
And it is actually a fundraiser for Freedom Fest. So we use that to pay for fireworks and parade and all of that.
Is that in May, maybe? The early May?
Spring.
I just know it's always during my kid's birthday, and we lived in town and people thought we were selling stuff, but we were having a birthday party and they're like, can we buy that stroller? I'm like, no, it's ours.
This was many years ago, but my daughter-in-law asked if she could, she lives in Hazelwood, mm-hmm. can I come to your house and set up? And like, yeah, I guess. Her goal, she said, if I could get like $100, it'd be great. It was over $450 of stuff she sold.
Yeah.
She was blown away by it, success. But a lot of it was because of the maps.
Yeah.
Is she using your yard this year? Actually, I could do it in my office, couldn't I? Because I'm in town.
Yeah.
Listen, we have lots of people do like combo yard sales, and we'll list them as like multifamily or business or whatever it is on the map also. We also get a lot of questions of if people in the county can participate.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The map itself only shows the city, but we put arrows pointing in whichever direction in the county your location is. And then all of that information is still on the inside in the little booklet. You have.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So when is when is the weekend again?
September 18th.
Okay. It's prior to open enrollment. We can do that. It's all.
Is that
my
in
whole
October?
Life revives around. Yeah. Open enrollment's October 1st.
Don't call her then. She's
busy. Drop off your med list and buy some my insurance or for the yard sale.
Yeah, you can call her for that, but I mean, no. You just wanted to call and chat.
Yeah, that's right.
She's busy.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys. Y'all do so much for our community,
of course.
I think y'all are doing a great job. What's the best way? Like, what is the Facebook account that we follow?
Visit Murray, Kentucky.
Okay. And then y'all have the website.
Yes.
Same. Okay.
Yeah, so tourmurray.com is the website. Everything else is Murray, Kentucky, or visit Murray, Kentucky on socials.
Okay, and do you ever need volunteers or helpers, or do people want to intern? I don't know.
Yeah, so we currently have an intern. Okay. We love her. Her name is Izzy. She's great. She's the bubble fairy.
Okay.
But she's graduating in December, so that is possibly an opportunity. Okay. And then in terms of volunteers, we typically don't need volunteers, but we work with Dina from Murray Main Street very, very closely, and she can almost always use volunteers.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, the art exhibit with some poetry in there, too, begins tonight and through the 14th,
right? Yep.
30.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
At the Murray Bank, we believe in giving back to our community, and now you can, too, by getting one of our Spirit debit cards. Show your school pride every time you shop with a debit card that helps support Murray and Callaway County school systems. Every swipe helps fund programs, sports, and activities that makes our schools shine at no extra cost to you. Stop by the Murray Bank today and choose your Spirit debit card to start supporting our local students and schools.
We are the Murray Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you hiding your feet because of thick and curved nails that are difficult to trim, or because of pressure-related nail concerns? At the Nail Restoration Center, they provide non-medical nail and foot care in a comfortable, judgment-free environment. Their goal is simple: restore your nails and help you feel confident enough to wear sandals again. Call the Nail Restoration Center today at 270-970-1792 to schedule your appointment. That's 270-970-1792.
At the Kentucky Opioid Response Effort, we are committed to supporting quality providers and programs that benefit Kentuckians. Because of this work, we know there are quality services and supports out there right now. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, the KY Help Call Center can connect you with resources right now when you call 833-8-KY-HELP. You can also visit findhelpnowky.org to find treatment and recovery options that are right for you.
This is a message from Team Kentucky, sponsored by the Office of Drug Control Policy and aired by this station.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains August 7th through the 13th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Free parking? Yeah, right.
Dad, I got a drink.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
Sunscreen's free too.
Yeah, right.
This was the best day ever.
Yeah, you're right.
At Holiday World and Splash and Safari, sure, there are a lot of free things. And somehow, that's not even the best part. See it for yourself at holidayworld.com.
Did you know there's money available to help you pay for trade school or college? Yep, and all you need to do is fill out the free application for federal student aid, also known as the FAFSA. Completing the FAFSA costs you nothing but time, and it can pay off big. And there are experts across Kentucky who can help. For more info, visit gearupky.org/money. That's gearupky.org/money.
Brought to you by this station and the Kentucky Broadcasters Association.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Looking ahead, if you missed the weather forecast earlier, Peyton is going to review for those of you who missed it.
Today, mostly sunny with 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 and 4 p.m., a high of 91. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 72. Saturday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., the high of 89. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 72. Sunday, sunny with a high of 91. And then Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 73.
Okay. You're going to a concert tonight, right?
Vince Gill.
I'm
at the Ryman, and I have saw that he played for like 3.5 hours the last weekend show.
Wow.
By all his only just him and then his band, all his band.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I've been like reviewing some of my, I love some Vince Gill. And I know he's on Belmont, But so do I like Belmont, too. But I also love, equally, you can like Belmont and Murray State, Neil.
I wonder if you'll... There was some country star last week, because we had that on as well, that gave everybody in his audience a free cruise.
Well, I hope that's until so Friday night.
It might happen tonight. I don't know.
Should I wear a Belmont shirt? Be like, Vince.
I'm telling you, if you get a photo snapped in that, we're going to have to look at that Woman of the Year thing.
I can wear a jacket over it. I always have to wear a cardigan.
I just
when
watch.
When you get older, you get colder.
But if you wear that, now he might, you never know. He might single you out. You never know. You might be up on stage singing.
I'm not singing. I'll talk. But I don't sing. I do want to maybe hang out back and wait for him maybe. That's what I did with New Kids on the Block, and we got to meet him. So,
that. See, I get them mixed up with the other one. What is it? Oh. Is it NSYNC?
Yeah, but New Kids on the Block were older. NSYNC is my is when I was
I don't know the difference.
Yeah,
I honestly don't. Which is the Marky Mark one? Who's he?
That is New Kids on the Block.
Donnie.
Yes, Donnie. Marky Mark, Donnie, all of them. Yes,
the guy that's in Blue Bloods.
Exactly.
And Boston. Would you watch those? Because
No.
They did it. They did this fantastically on Blue Bloods. He was a cop.
Yeah.
And there was one episode where there was a karaoke,
and he sang.
He got to. However, he couldn't sing.
Oh, he couldn't sing.
No, so that was it. He was horrible, and
people
were looking embarrassed for him.
That's probably why I don't listen to it anymore.
So it's so that's how it was he probably said, this is kind of cool.
I did like Tanya Tucker. Okay, that was a good one, and she's kind of wild.
Tanya Tucker. Okay. I like some of her songs. Kind of good. Did you know? I didn't know this. You've heard of Coca-Cola has a secret formula. There is a person who is a non-Coca-Cola employee, the only person who has been able to view the secret formula.
One person. And what happens if that person passes away?
Well, it was okay, because it was Rabbi Tobias Geffen. They showed it to him in 1935 so he could review everything and certify Coke as kosher.
Really?
Yeah. So that
what does it mean when it's kosher?
The Jewish people can drink it.
But what does it mean?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
We had a guy that worked here. He used to educate me on a lot of that stuff, and it's been so long since he worked here, I've forgotten most of it.
Interesting.
So I do not know.
Coke is kosher.
You ever been to AT&T Stadium in Texas?
No.
I have not. I've been by it, but I have not been to it.
Well, what part of Texas?
It's in Dallas.
I could have, actually, because I live there.
It's where the Cowboys play.
Yes, I actually have been there.
See, there you go. You didn't even know it.
I lived there for a month when I was younger.
One of the stadiums where they played the World Cup, they had several stadiums that they used. Okay, on game day, when the Cowboys play, they use more energy than the entire country of Liberia.
What?
In one day, more
that's
energy used there.
That's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a lot. It also generates, I guess, a lot of money.
Wow.
Another thing, you've heard of, you're reading things about corporations, and they're, why are you located in Delaware? Well, that's a good spot, because Delaware is very friendly with corporate tax laws, so a lot of businesses incorporate there. Delaware is home to 2.2 million business entities and a little over 1 million people.
Really?
There's more businesses than people in Delaware.
But also, it's where my husband bought my wedding ring, because there was no tax. There was they don't have a tax.
How about that? No luxury tax, probably.
Yeah.
And there's scientific proof that closing your eyes makes it easier to remember accurate details of things you saw. That's why if you close them, I guess it shuts out maybe other things that are trying to get in there. But there is scientific
proof. Not in a woman's brain.
Is that right? Uh-oh. I don't even want to go there.
The perimenopause.
I don't want to go there for that one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and wrap up the show. Tell you who's coming on next week after this.
Are you searching for a compassionate and trusted funeral home to honor your loved ones? Look no further than IMES Funeral Home and Crematory, where six generations we have dedicated ourselves to providing genuine care and support to our region. At IMES Funeral Home and Crematory, we make a promise to our community: unparalleled service at reasonable prices. We believe that everyone deserves a dignified farewell without the burden of exorbitant costs. We'll listen to your needs, provide guidance, maintenance and handle all the necessary arrangements with compassion and attention to detail. Whether you're looking for a traditional funeral service or cremation options, we have a wide range of offerings to meet your needs. We go above and beyond to create a truly meaningful and healing experience for your family and friends. Remember, you're not alone. IMES Funeral Home and Crematory is here to walk this journey with you. Call us today at 753-7000 or look us up online at imesfuneralhome.com. Nothing compares to the attention you receive from a family-owned funeral home.
Hickory Woods Senior Living Community in Murray is truly committed to loving their residents, and it shows. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or their garden's personal care, the staff at Hickory Woods can accommodate any of their residents' needs. Their all-inclusive pricing provides amenities like personal shoppers, monthly doctor's visits, home-cooked meals from farm to table, and so much more. Visit Hickory Woods Senior Living today to find out more. 84 Utterback Road in Murray, or call 270-759-8700.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know there's money available to help you pay for trade school or college? Yep, and all you need to do is fill out the free application for federal student aid, also known as the FAFSA. Completing the FAFSA costs you nothing but time, and it can pay off big. And there are experts across Kentucky who can help. For more info, visit gearupky.org/money. That's gearupky.org/money.
Brought to you by this station and the Kentucky Broadcasters Association.
Business owners, how easy is it for customers to find you online? At Forever Communications, home to WNBS, we don't just do radio. We help businesses improve their findability with powerful digital marketing. From social media and targeted display ads to video marketing and beyond, we make sure your brand gets in front of the right people at the right time. More visibility means more clicks, calls, and customers. Stop missing out. Improve your findability today at ForeverGetsResults.com. That's ForeverGetsResults.com. We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Uh-oh.
Neil.
Peyton and I are about to get into it over music right here.
I can't even. People, y'all don't even want to hear this. He just said that Chris Stapleton's voice annoys him.
It does. It does.
My voice not annoy you? Because I don't sound at all like him. He is brilliant. You know when
he wasn't brilliant.
And I'm not saying now that I listen to him, but here's when I liked him. Okay. And I still think he's a great singer, but he's not on my like recent playlist. But I listened to him with the Steel Drivers, and I heard him first at the Love It Live when they did Love It Live here.
Wow.
I just moved here and we sat up on stage and in couches and got to listen to the Steel Drivers.
How about
and
that?
And he was the lead singer. And I'm telling you that I wish that we did that. I mean, still did that here because it was brilliant.
I didn't know he was here.
Yeah, see? You learned something today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, you don't have to like him. It's okay.
I remember Billy Joel was here.
I'm kind of mad that other people like him now. But when I like a songer or singer and then everybody else finds out about him, I'm like, great. Now we're not going to be able to get tickets. But Billy Joel was here?
Yeah, and there's no one here. I mean, he just released one album. And we went across to Racer Arena. It's like, oh my gosh, there's like 500 people there or something. It was like,
that is wild.
And then I got to see Journey here.
I love Journey.
Pre-Steve Perry, they were a jamming band. They would play like 7 and 8 minute songs and jam out with music.
Way.
And then they got Steve Perry, and here comes a commercial success. Like you said, tougher to get tickets then.
Tougher to get tickets.
And they didn't come to Murray then.
Daryl Dirks Bentley and I used to work together before he became famous. I worked with him at CMT because I was an intern at CMT, and we were both interns together.
I got two Dirks Bentley songs
on
my phone.
He's pretty good. I mean, he did not sing country, though. I literally went to see him at a little place in Nashville, and he was singing like rock.
Did I tell you that I was at a stadium that held 25,000 people, and Riley Green was there and didn't even sing a song. Sing one song. Riley, you know who Riley Green is?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
See, listen. Is this a country?
He's like one of the hottest male country singers right now.
See, that's probably because I'm over here listening to like...
But the reason he did, he was the third string quarterback for Jacksonville State.
Oh, because he was not there sing.
He wasn't there to sing.
Boom. I love it.
I told my granddaughter that. She says, what do you mean? How why didn't he sing? Like, well,
he was there for another. So he plays football and...
He played football. Yeah, and Jody's not going to mind me. Jody had to... I was telling Jody about... I said, do you know him? Because Jody was assistant at Jacksonville State. He goes, oh, yeah. And so he says, yeah, we went to see him. So he has pictures of him and Riley Green and his wife backstage at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just couldn't believe it.
Nice.
Peyton, thanks for filling in the last... yesterday was your day. Thanks for filling in today, and we appreciate it. Thank
you
so
welcome.
Much.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you all for starting your day the Murray way. You've been listening to Mornings in Murray on WNBS, presented by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray is brought to you by My Insurance, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, the Murray Bank, the Stables Realty Group, Iams Funeral Home and Crematory, Gardens Memory Care, Hickory Woods, Allie Robertson CPA, Donna's Pet Grooming, Murray Callaway County Hospital, Greg Taylor and Associates, DevSource, Fox Ridge Computers, Murray Callaway County Transit, Taylor Family Dental, Aligned Healthcare, the Nail Restoration Center, Karen Lenke and HRE Advisors, Murray's VFW Post 6291, Thriving at Home, and by Peyton & Associates. Mornings in Murray airs weekdays at 8 a.m., presented by the Murray Bank on WNBS Murray.